Hey guys, welcome back to Marketing Food Online Podcast. This episode I'm super excited about. I'm going to give you several steps to getting a food truck up and running and some of the potential delays or things that could become obstacles in your goal of getting a food truck up and running, and a couple alternatives to an actual food truck, which is still in like the portable concessions food business. But it's not such a big investment as a food truck. So let's get the podcast started. All right, guys, so we are back and we are going to talk about food trucks and how to get one up and running and some of the obstacles that you could potentially face if you are looking to get one going. And then what would you actually need and how do you figure out the beginning to ends, basically, of getting a food truck up and running and started. So what I'm looking to do here is I'm going to start from, of course, the beginning. The first and foremost thing that you need to get is to kind of figure out your niche. Before you delve into investing any money, you really need to sit down and contemplate what are the kind of foods or maybe snacks or really quick on-the-go type of foods that may not necessarily be gourmet cuisines or delicacies and that type of thing. But maybe it's like cupcakes, and maybe it's sweets, and maybe it's just some grab-and-go type items. There's even a lot of foods that are actually already prepared that you can use in a food truck that you have to do minimal amount of preparation. If you're not really in the business or wanting to get in the business of doing a restaurant-styled, chef-styled, cooking everything fresh, there's a lot of really quick and easy ways that you can actually sell products that are already made. And those are fantastic ways to at least get started to kind of get some experience and get your feet wet in the world of the food truck industry. So number one, find a niche. What is it that you love yourself, or what type of foods can you prepare that you enjoy making, and something that you can make very quickly, of course. Because when you're in the food truck business, you don't want to have your customers waiting too long. Of course, if you're making and you're preparing food itself freshly made to order, of course, a few minutes of time for the customer to wait is normal, but you don't want to exceed that, and you don't want to irritate the customers. Many of them may be on a lunch break, or many of them just may be hungry and looking for something quick, like a quick fix to kind of fill their stomachs. But there's a lot of food, types of foods that can be prepared very quickly, even different ways to prepare it, but utilizing the same ingredients is something that's definitely a niche thing. For instance, just off the top of my head, anything from like tacos and burritos, for instance, there's a lot of those ingredients that are kind of can be incorporated in different ways that you can put them together on a taco or rolled up really quick for a burrito. And you can offer them in different kind of shells, soft taco, for instance, burritos, hard tacos. All of those are different ways to serve the product, but a lot of the ingredients are relatively the same. So those types of foods are really easy to make. They're quickly can be prepared in a commercial kitchen in large bulk and then loaded to your food truck. And then you can move on from there and deliver them in a way that your customers will enjoy. Now, you don't have to have such a huge menu. You don't need to have a 50 or 60 items even. A couple of items, maybe a few things that are sweets or dessert related if you wanted to create like a full complete meal, or you want to just specialize in just one particular item and maybe offer it in a few couple of different ways, such as barbecue. One of the biggest and most popular forms of food trucks is the barbecue food truck. And there are so many different ways with different types of proteins, from pork, beef, chicken, and fish, that you can create some amazing barbecue grab-and-go plates, meals that are really handy, very simple and easy to hold. Keep that in mind, of course, when you're preparing your menu, that you want a product that doesn't get too elaborate with forks and knives. A lot of the most popular ones are items that can be wrapped up in a foil grab-and-go bag type of situation. They can be handled very easily and eaten throughout a fair, a festival, or just walking around in a park. When you have to get into plates and you get into the situation where you've got all kinds of utensils and such, I'm not saying that you cannot make money with those types of foods and that type of presentation, but it's really, really great when you have an opportunity to produce a product that can be just handheld and eaten and enjoyed, and then they can move on. So figure out the type of food that you're interested in. When I say niche, there are a lot of different niche-styled foods out there between hot dogs and pizzas and hamburgers. It's just all in how you prepare them and how you present them that will differentiate yourself. So figure out that niche. And then the next thing I would recommend you do would be to make a plan, make a business plan. Any business that goes gets underway, and I'll be honest with you, when I first started in the food business, when I opened up my Italian bakery, I actually financed it myself. And I really didn't write a business plan at first for it. And to be honest with you, I kind of wish I did. Down the road, about a year and a half, 2 years into it, we were at the point where we were wanting to expand. And we actually sat down, my wife and I, and we wrote a business plan, and we went to a couple of banks. And it definitely helps when you kind of have your idea written down on a paper, and you've got the plan kind of planned out in a sense. And you kind of know where you are with your business and where you want to go. And that is super, super key, important, figuring out every aspect of your business. And when I say every aspect, you really need to brainstorm and sit down. You can even go online and find some sample food truck business plans that will show you the type of information that needs to be covered in a business plan such as that. Every business plan, of course, is different, completely and utterly different. They're not going to have the same information in them. The steps and processes for producing your products, the type of business that you want to have, where you want to locate it, the type of clientele, the type of customers that you want, that's going to be different too. Every business plan is not the same. So keep that in mind. Even in the food business, restaurant business plans would vary very, very largely, much, much different than it would be if you're doing a food truck, or even a food concession cart would be different than if you're doing an online food business. So all of these different types of businesses, although they're related to food, will be much different. So the next thing you want to do is you want to check, after you get your business plan set up, you need to do a little research. This is when it comes to the licensing, there are a lot of variables in the world of licensing when it comes to trying to get a food truck license in different cities. Every single city, honestly, is different. I actually read an article one time that even in New York, they actually give out a certain amount of food truck permits. And many of them, from what my understanding is, that they can exceed anywhere from 10 to 15 years. But once they give out, or once they've actually issued, not necessarily give out, but once they've issued those permits, they are done. They give out a certain amount because they don't want to have, obviously, hundreds of thousands of trucks, food trucks, sitting all over New York. It becomes a situation where they just want to have only so many. Los Angeles is different than New York. Chicago is different than Miami, and so on and so on. So check with the city that you're in specifically. Check into the licensing. See what is needed, what kind of permits. Also, there's even certain courses and classes on food handling and food handlers' permits that you have to take prior to even starting a food business, let alone operating a food truck, because that is a different form of food presentation than it would be if you're running a restaurant. So every city is different. Just check yours out specifically. It's a very simple phone call, and they will direct you and show you as to what type of licensing you would need. Now, here is where the big, big money comes into play. And the question comes up, do you want to start a food cart with a like a concession cart, which they actually have some food carts that have the, nowadays that they've actually created these. It's like it's like a mobile restaurant almost. They're amazing. They've got refrigerated drawers. Some of you even have independent electricity in them, cooling tanks, refrigeration tanks. There's a lot of features on many different types of carts. You could even have a food concession cart made for you, customized. That is quite a bit of money. To give you a price range, food concession carts as opposed to a food truck can be anywhere from a $2,000 price point for a food concession cart, all the way up to an excess of $100,000 for a food truck. Okay. Now, don't get scared by that amount. You can always, as I said before, put together your business plan. You approach a bank. You can get a loan to purchase these types of concession carts or even food trucks. Now, the type of truck that you would get is going to be, again, hugely variable. It's going to vary a lot based upon the type of food you're preparing, because the equipment that's going to be inside of a food truck can vary dramatically based upon the food itself. Okay, if you're doing a deep fried French fries or deep fried chicken wings, for instance, is going to be obviously much different than if you're doing a Cinnabon or something that need more portable style ovens as opposed to a deep fryer. So it's really going to vary. Now, you can get used concession carts and used food trucks. There are some pros and cons with that. Of course, as with anything, if you buy something used, but it has the equipment that you need, that's a good thing. The only bad thing is, of course, is that it's used. The equipment itself could break down much easier as opposed to a new unit. And of course, if you had a completely customized brand new truck put together, you're talking probably $250,000, $180,000 to $190,000 or more easily. So the price ranges are much different when it comes to food trucks and food concession carts compared to a restaurant. Okay, so keep that in mind when you do that. Once you've kind of figured out the type of food that you have, the food that you actually want to get, what you want to do then from there is figure out the type of equipment that you need to accommodate that food. So the other things, there's a couple other things that you need to think about. And that is, we've covered the niche, we've covered the business plan. Once, of course, you get the business plan, you need to get yourself in front of a bank to see if you can get the loan to do it. It can be a bit challenging to get financing for food-related businesses, but it's not impossible. And also, then you have to look at the insurance. You need to get insured for that truck or that food cart. As I always have put, I've done a couple of videos about them. The FLIP program, F-L-I-P program, covers a variety of food businesses, especially food trucks. And they definitely have insurance policies that they can set up specifically for your food truck business, which is much different, of course, like I said, than any other type. Okay. So being insured does a lot of things. And you need to cover yourself from a personal standpoint as well as a business standpoint. And most LLCs, when you form an LLC, which is one that I recommend, again, that's just my opinion, I would recommend it cuts the liability down dramatically, and that allows you to run your business without having to worry about losing your home or personal stuff. So getting that type of insurance, definitely check out that program. They write those policies, and they're not very expensive, to be honest with you. Most of them are between a couple hundred to maybe 500 on the high side a year. And many of these insurance companies can also break those up into payments monthly. So now the next thing is going to be like a highly metropolitan, highly trafficked areas. Downtown New York and downtown Miami is limited on space. So you're looking to find parking. When you're looking to get parking for your truck, you need to be aware also of the city ordinances and rules and regulations. The cities kind of dictate where you can and can't be parking your vehicle, and you definitely need to look into that. Finding parking specifically in areas that are obviously highly trafficked is where you want to be. You don't want to be somewhere down an alley where there's nobody walking by, because what's the point of being there? But check with the county or the city that you're in and ask them, hey, you know what? I'm looking to do this type of business out of my food truck. This is the type of food that I have. You need to kind of do some research and find out where in that area is going to be the best place for you to be parked. Now, I would highly recommend you be, if you have the ability to, be in areas of corporate buildings. During lunch breaks, when a lot of these huge high-rise buildings let out for lunches and such, there's a lot of people who exit those buildings to go find lunch. If you're right near them, you could be sitting on a gold mine because you are easily accessible and they don't have to go too far. Okay. Last but not least, when it comes to marketing your food truck, utilizing social media for food trucks is actually one of the best. It's an unbelievably great way to do it. And the reason why is because most social media is really instantaneous. It's information that's uploaded or downloaded or sent where you are, where you're going to be in an instant. And if people are following your food truck and they're, you know, lunch break breaks out and people need to go get something to eat, and you let them know, hey, I'm down on so such and such street, but you are updating the social media feeds constantly and on a daily basis, it's a great way to build up a following. It's a great way to build up customers who know you, and then you can build a following behind that. Show them pictures and images on Instagram, on Facebook even, every day or daily, and let them know, show them pictures of new foods that you have, or maybe you're trying some new recipes, or you added some new items for your menu. So utilizing social media to get those followers, and then, you know, hey, once your customer comes up and buys your product, say, hey, look, check us out on Twitter. We got a great feed. We update it every day, Twitter or Instagram, wherever it may be, and we'll let you guys know where we are for lunch. And then once you get them to follow you, you can send out updates. It's a great way to keep constant traffic coming back. All right, so the last thing I want to say, kind of like the final word, I wanted to put this in really quick. the great thing about a food truck or a food concession cart is this. You don't necessarily have to operate it yourself all the time. You don't need to be there all the time. You can actually utilize hiring out people to be there for the concession, be there for the cart, run and operate it. And it's something that can be done without having you there 24/7. And it actually could free you up to even begin a second truck. Okay. So I would definitely recommend that you do that. I would definitely recommend that you can check that out and see how you can incorporate kind of a staff in a sense. If the process to make your food items are not very intricate and you don't necessarily have to be there for every movement and every minute of the day, I would say, hey, you know what? Give that a shot and try it out. Definitely let them know that the staff is like the backbone of your business, and you could utilize them to grow the business without you necessarily being there. So I hope these tips just kind of give you a basic understanding of what you can do with a concession cart or even a food truck and the opportunities that actually lie there without having a huge investment or starting some brick and mortar restaurant where you can't move around, you're not mobile. There's definitely a way to do that. So as always, if this information helped you out, please do give me a big thumbs up. And I do appreciate you guys taking your time to listen. And anyone that you know, friend or family, that could benefit from my channel, please let them know about Marketing Food Online. And if you need some one-on-one consulting, I do, of course, as always, have that available through our email consulting programs or even phone consultations. So again, I thank you guys very much. And as always, have a great day.